For much of her life, Diana Mosley was known as that woman. She was acclaimed as perhaps the most beautiful woman in England and the brainiest of the six clever Mitford sisters. She married the heir of the famous Guinness fortune. But then she left that life to take up with a man many considered a menace to freedom, Sir Oswald Mosley, an unabashed upper-crust Nazi who was the head of Britain's fascist party. They were married under Hitler's eye in Joseph Goebbels' study. Diana Mosley never ceased to admire and defend Adolf Hitler. She and Oswald Mosley were interned during much of the Second World War. Thereafter, they lived in exile and disgrace, but Diana Mosley still fascinated much of the public and historians who were baffled by how a woman could lend such generous gifts to such a cruel cause. Diana Mosley died this summer during the Paris heat wave at the age of 93. Well-known writer Anne de Courcy has written a biography of that woman. It's called Diana Mosley, Mitford Beauty, British Fascist, Hitler's Angel. Anne de Courcy joins us now from London. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hello, Scott.
You begin the book by talking about Diana Mosley's beauty, saying that exceptional beauty has the trait of defining much of somebody's life.
Diana Mosley, absolutely, people reverenced her for her beauty. She had a sort of goddess-like quality. Mm-hmm. In fact, she is depicted in mosaic on the floor of our National Gallery. She was used as a model for one of the muses. People adored her for her beauty, for her charm, for her wit, for her funniness. She had all sorts of marvellous qualities that could have made her an absolute leader of London society if she'd taken another turning in her life.
Let me try and understand the relationship between Diana Mosley and Sir Oswald Mosley. She married at first, just sounds like the nicest guy in the world, Brian Guinness.
Well, he was the nicest guy in the world. He was good-looking. He adored her. He was terribly rich. They had two small children. And then, at the age of 22, she chucked that marvellous life at a time when nobody got divorces to set herself up as a mistress in Eaton Square to this man who had already told her he had no intention of leaving his wife for her. It was an extraordinary thing to do.
And how did Diana Mosley and Sir Oswald Mosley wind up together? Or are we, with the advantage of hindsight, underestimating Oswald Mosley's charm at a personal level and maybe exaggerating Diana Mosley's independence of thought?
What happened was they moved in very much the same social circle. Mm-hmm. And she sat next to him at a dinner party, didn't really like him terribly, and they argued all the way through. But he, of course, fancied her like mad and began to pursue her. And for many women, a man and a cause presented together are irresistible. Mm-hmm. And he had tremendous personal charisma. And when you think of prison, she went to prison, really, for her beliefs and for him. They were detained separately, interned separately, and then finally, for the last 18 months, they were allowed to live together like the other fascists, in close confinement, in really ghastly conditions. Well, it really welded them together, and she never ceased to support and adore him. She went on believing that everything he had said and done was right to the end of her life.
How did she become Adolf Hitler's friend?
Through her sister Unity. When Hitler seized power in January 1933, she and Unity, they met his press officer at a London cocktail party, and she started rather attacking this press officer, who said, "Well, you must come to Germany and see what it's like." And there was a party rally at Nuremberg that September, and she persuaded Unity to come with her. And she couldn't understand German. Unity could speak a bit, but they found it fascinating. Unity persuaded her parents to let her come back and sat in this cafe where Hitler used to have his lunch every day, day after day after day, nursing a cup of coffee, her eyes fixed on Hitler, until one day Hitler sent for her. As soon as Unity had met him, she wrote immediately to Diana and said, "You must come over and meet him. He's wonderful." And Diana came over. She met Hitler. Hitler liked them both very much. She learnt German. One of the things Hitler liked about them both was that they were simply not frightened of him. They would laugh, they would tease him, and of course they were very Aryan-looking, which again went down very well.
There's this very famous BBC show called Desert Island Discs. Tell us a little bit about that Desert Island Discs.
Well, she really was completely unrepentant, mm-hmm. and when Sue Lawley, the interviewer, asked her these questions, she said no, she felt no remorse for her feelings about Hitler, and yes, she had been very fond of him.
I mean, I gather there were a lot of people who wanted to hear from Diana Mosley. Oh, we went down an awfully bad route. I'm sorry for all the misery we were unwittingly a part of, but that's all in the past now. She wouldn't say that.
That's exactly what people wanted to say. She refused to say that she had never really liked Hitler. I mean, she said, I did like him. I thought he was a fascinating companion. And, of course, it is quite easy to understand why, as a girl of 24, she found this man who, after all, fascinated the whole German people. Mm-hmm. It's quite easy to understand why she found him fascinating, but it was the later refusal to admit that he was the source of these terrible crimes and the evils he did, really, that did for her.
Mr. Corsi, very nice talking to you.
Very nice talking to you.
And to Corsi, her new book is Diana Mosley, Mitford Beauty, British Fascist, Hitler's Angel.